Thrive with holy living. Living a holy life, as advocated by Paul in his teachings throughout the scriptures, is a profound and transformative journey for believers. The Apostle Paul, in various letters to early Christian communities, emphasizes the significance of holy living as an integral aspect of the Christian faith. We explore Paul's teachings on holy living and delve into the pastoral call for goal setting to promote a holy life within the congregation. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So pay attention when he says corrupted by lust and deception. Lust came first and then deception. That's deep. So we're carried away by our lust and then we get deceived. Think when people share their stories of how it started and delve into this. Ephesians 4, 22 to 24. Paul's letters, such as those to the Corinthians, Ephesians, and Colossians, provide valuable insights into the principles of holy living. He often underscores the importance of personal righteousness, ethical conduct, and spiritual discipline. For instance, in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, Paul urges believers to put off the old self and to be renewed in the spirit of their minds, putting on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. In the pastoral context, promoting holy living necessitates a proactive and intentional approach to foster spiritual growth within the congregation. Recognizing the transformative power of goal setting, pastors can guide individuals on their journey towards holiness by encouraging the adoption of SMART goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Okay, so specific. Encourage congregants to define their goals with precision. Instead of vague aspirations, help them articulate specific objectives related to moral conduct, spiritual discipline, and other facets of holy living. Clarity in goal setting lays a foundation for focused and purposeful growth. Get community involved with this. That we're all struggling with something and that we all need accountability. Okay, the next one, measurable. Stress the importance of measurable criteria and goal formulation. Congregants should be able to track their progress and evaluate success objectively. Whether it's tracking prayer frequency, scripture reading, ethical decision making, having measurable benchmarks ensures a clear understanding of one's spiritual development. And really, this is to encourage ourselves that, oh, look how many days I've prayed in a row and read. And it's to reinforce it, not to punish. So we make that the point. We want to celebrate. Ah, I had such a hard time before. And now every time I wash dishes, I'm not grumpy. I'm praising Jesus. And I've done that for 2 days in a row. I'm having a celebration. We really want to teach that. Because there's a principle there that our brain is going to wire around that and we're going to feel good. And the next time we're washing dishes, we're going to say, I want that reward. I want that dopamine. I want that natural high. And then we're going to naturally want to praise God. And that's coming from our brain rewiring around the times when we were praising God and we really didn't feel like it. Okay, the next one is achievable in the SMART goals. Emphasize the attainability of the set goals. While encouraging individuals to stretch beyond their comfort zones, it's crucial that the goals remain realistic. This ensures that congregants experience a sense of accomplishment, fostering motivation, and sustained commitment to the pursuit of holiness. So we want to make it realistic and that we can achieve it in a short time span. Then we have success and we continue on the pathway with that motivation, And that's a real powerful concept. If we aim too high and we don't achieve it, we're going to give up. And it's one step at a time. So it's not quit smoking and repent of it and go on your way. It's okay, let's make a plan with these SMART goals and one day at a time. And what are you going to do instead of smoking to replace that? What need does that meet? And how can we go about meeting that need without that cigarette? That's what we're talking about. Make it relevant, guide congregants to align their goals with the overarching principles of holy living outlined in Scripture. Goals should resonate with the individual's spiritual journey and address specific areas where growth is needed. Relevance ensures that the pursuit of holiness remains grounded in biblical teachings. And this is up to every individual what we're going to work on. We're not going to dictate. You need to work on this. I'm discerning this about you. No. Each person comes up with their own goals and they start where they are. And we're going to celebrate. And we might say, oh, that's so easy. We're not going to say that, right? We're just going to praise God that. We're seeing some forward movement towards making things right because habits and sin, it when we sin, and the Bible talks about the process, how we get so entangled with it, and then our brain wires around it, and it becomes habitual, and there's an addiction there, and there's bondage. Yes, there's a spiritual freedom, but there's also working out our trans. Our salvation through our actions with fear and trembling. That's what we're talking about. It's time-bound. Instill a sense of urgency and commitment by incorporating time-bound elements into the goals. As people, we need to have deadlines and benchmarks. Encourage congregants to set deadlines or establish timelines for achieving milestones in their spiritual development. The time-bound nature of goals adds accountability and prevents complacency. By promoting SMART goals in the context of holy living, pastors provide their congregations with a practical framework for personal and spiritual development. This approach empowers individuals to take intentional steps, fostering a sense of purpose and direction in their pursuit of holiness. The specificity, measurability, achievability, relevance, and time-bound nature of these goals contribute to a holistic and transformative journey towards living in accordance with the biblical principles of holiness. One key area of goal setting is moral conduct. Paul consistently stresses the need for believers to live upright lives, avoiding behaviors that are contrary to the teachings of Christ. Challenge the congregation to set goals related to personal integrity, honesty, ethical decision-making, creating a roadmap for living out these virtues in their daily lives. Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. Paul reminds believers that their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, emphasizing the sanctity of the physical self. That was 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20. Do you not realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God brought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. You know, when it comes to creating a roadmap for living out these virtues in daily lives, literally do that. Canva has whiteboard, and you can go on there and you can write SMART and you can teach this to your congregation and have a series on this. So, spiritual discipline is a crucial aspect. Paul encourages believers to engage in prayer, study of scripture, and fellowship with other believers. Pastors can guide their congregation in setting goals related to establishing consistent prayer routines, engaging in regular Bible study, and actively participating in community worship. So, this is when we get together, We have a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song. Everybody has something to bring to the table. You don't have one person leading it and feeding the flock in the Bible study or leading the prayer. Everybody's bringing something to the table because this has been such a habit all week long, and everybody's so full of the Holy Spirit that it's flowing. He's flowing. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach, where we want to get everybody. Colossians 4:2, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. What would the world look like if every Christian devoted themselves to prayer, had an alert mind and thankful heart? And it's not to condemn anybody because we are very distracted and stressed and overwhelmed. And that's why we need to be very intentional about holy living and walking with God. Goal setting can extend to areas such as stewardship and service. Paul emphasizes the Christian's responsibility to use their resources wisely and to serve others selflessly. Pastors can challenge congregants to set goals for responsible financial stewardship, as well as engage in volunteer activities that contribute to the well-being of the community. 1 Timothy 6:17 through 19. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud, not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they may be storing up their treasures as a good foundation for the future so that they may experience true life. You can never outgive God. If you're giving resources and giving of yourself, he'll give it back. He's not a taker. Nowhere in the Bible is he portrayed as a taker. He's a giver. Just read through the Old Testament. And he is so happy when they obey and when they repent, and he rewards them and he gives them victory. It's amazing. He doesn't punish them. He just wants them to live his way. Look at how he deals with the Israelis in the Old Testament. Just read from Genesis. And it's amazing. I see his heart when I read it, and I see a grieved father, and I see it in reality. So if you see how he deals with them, it's like, oh, don't take that for granted, because Gentiles, we are grafted in. We're not the natural. And yes, the New Testament teaches us we're equal. There's no Jew or Greek. There's no bond or free. There's no male or female. But still, it says in Romans, read some of that as well, the beginning of Romans, that he's talking about, hey, you're grafted in. And if he did this with those who were the natural family, don't take it for granted. So Paul's teaching are a solid foundation for transformative Christian life. Pastors and spiritual leaders can effectively guide their congregation towards holiness through the intentional goal setting. You're going to say, hey, we're setting some goals. By encouraging congregants to set goals related to moral conduct, spiritual discipline, stewardship, service, physical well-being, pastors play a crucial role in fostering a community committed to living out the principles of holiness outlined in Paul's teachings. Okay, so we will continue with this, and what this is going to look like, because this isn't only one teaching. We're going to start talking about biblical foundations and how to teach this in our next series. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this time. This is thought-provoking, setting goals, and following the SMART guideline. We just thank you for that wisdom, giving structure to what we're teaching. Yes, we're saved by grace, and we are to work out that salvation with fear and trembling. and how we live is important to you. It gives you great happiness when we obey. And may we be obedient vessels that bring you glory.